It started in Scandinavia as an experimental method for helping families in crisis. Now being tried in the United States, shared family care is a system in which a whole family is placed in the home of a mentor for what amounts to a round-the-clock course in parenting. Often it's a single mom and her child or children who stay an average of 6 months with a mentor who's been screened by child welfare authorities. In San Jose, California, Tina Cruz, a mother of three, felt that shared family care gave her a second chance.
You know what's really important to me now is having a place of my own and having my kids sit at the table every day, the same table, instead of being homeless and sitting in corners, sitting with cardboard boxes in front of them, eating food, McDonald's foods, or sleeping in a corner of a house, you know, in a corner of a room, on a mattress, on a blanket, in a floor, in different people's houses, different people's drug houses. And now they sleep in the same bed every night, eat from the same table, they walk out the same door, they come in the same door, and that is so important for them to have that foundation that they never had.
Tina wasn't always so optimistic. As a child, she ran away from an abusive home, lived a dangerous street life, and became heavily addicted to amphetamines for 17 years. She was a single mother, and her three daughters were eventually placed in California's child welfare system after the youngest, an infant, tested positive for drugs. Under court order, Tina did enter substance abuse treatment, and upon release in 2002 at age 38, she stepped out into a new life.
Usually when girls go in a program, and they're doing fine in the program, but they don't have nowhere to go when they get out, they usually go back to using drugs or go back to a home that has drugs around it, you know. And I was really scared. I didn't know what to do because I had just got my baby back. I wanted her back in court. And I didn't know what I was going to do. All I knew is that I wanted to stay clean.
What were you scared of?
I was scared that I was going to fail. I was scared that I wasn't going to be able to make it if I didn't have positive surrounding, you know? And then I heard about this program.
For families at risk, shared care offers a safe, nurturing environment under the watchful eye of a qualified mentor. Children who complete the program are only half as likely to re-enter the child welfare system as kids who've been through traditional foster care. A pioneer in shared care is Families First, one of California's largest providers of child services. Steve Schmidbauer manages their community-based programs in Costa County outside San Francisco.
What happens with some people, you heard Tina talk about good people who've made bad choices, and I think when there's been a series of bad choices and maybe some unfortunate experiences, it builds up, and a person's confidence, a person's feeling like they can really make it, really is compromised. Then they get into this system where there's perhaps police involvement, there's courts, there's social workers. It's all a foreign, there's lawyers. It's a very foreign environment for them. So I think what they need most of all is success. And once they're in the mentor home, in the functioning family, they can begin to build on small successes with their own children. The mentor can kind of guide them. After everybody leaves, all the professionals leave, the mentor can kind of explain what's happened, what's expected of them.
Okay, are we going? Let's go, you guys.
When they come in and they take your children, they separate you and put the children somewhere else, I always thought they should try to keep the kids with the mom together because, you know, they devastate the children too, you know. When my daughter was taken from me, Shaden, she lost 20 pounds the first month that she was taken. That devastated her. And so with this program, it keeps you and your child together and you stay in a house and in a good house, in a good positive house, and it was great.
And why did you think a shared family care house would particularly be safe for you?
Because all I ever knew was just people who used drugs or people who, did illegal things, you know. I didn't really know people that were, you know, besides my sister that, had a job, you know, did legal things, you know, went shopping instead of stealing, you know, drove a car that, you know, was registered and not stolen, stuff, you know. I thought that this would really be great and I could learn a lot from the person that I was living with, you know, and I did. I learned a lot from Barbara.
I'd never heard of shared family care. Stumbled upon it in an advertisement. Didn't know what I was really, what it meant.
Barbara Funderburk in Antioch, California, is the same age as Tina, 39, also single, and the mother of two daughters. She's a manager at a veterinary hospital, and her beige three-bedroom house is filled with the animated traffic of children and puppies.
I was kind of interested in fostering children, but I didn't know if I could take on that additional responsibility being a single parent myself. And that's why shared family care made more sense to me, because I could do that with the assistance of a mother. So it made more sense for me.